This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The main economic data we've got this morning is actually about economists. The National Association for Business Economics has put out its new policy survey, and there are some interesting tidbits in there. Most economists, for example, are happy with current Federal Reserve policy, and they'd rather the government focus on stimulus for the time being and save the real deficit cutting for a year or two down the road. Julia Coronado is herself an economist, chief economist, as a matter of fact, for BNP Paribas, and she's with me live as she is every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'll ask you about one aspect of the survey. There's kind of a conventional wisdom that aligns economists with the political right, let's say. So it's interesting to me that the vast majority here favor a balanced approach to the deficit, that is to say, tax hikes and spending cuts. Is that any surprise to you?
No, that's not a surprise to me, being an economist. if you look at the numbers, you look at taxes relative to the economy or spending relative to the economy, both of them are very much out of balance with historical norms. So most economists would say that in order to achieve deficit reduction over the medium term, you probably need to do a combination of tax hikes and spending cuts.
The survey also asks economists what they're most worried about. And political uncertainty is right up there at the top, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, both domestically and globally, with the problems in Europe, politics are really driving a lot of uncertainties that are leading to a bit of a deer in the headlights effect. And in fact, one of the big reports this week will be on capital spending. What we're seeing is that businesses are putting a lot of things on hold, taking a wait-and-see approach, waiting to see how the elections shake out and what that means for their industries and their companies. And that's unfortunately bad news in the near term for the economy.
Julia Coronado with BNP Paribas. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.